This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Righty-ho. Hello?
Hello? This is Donna. Any chance I could speak to a... Hang on a second. It's a long one. Dr. Von Habersitzer? I think someone down here might be trying to kill him.
Yes, I'm here. No, I don't want to talk about it. I mean, you spend years getting training and credentials. I actually met Ron Howard once. I bet you didn't know that. Well, okay, didn't meet, but I did see the back of his baseball hat. Oh, forget it. Let's move on. When we last left our crew, they were, as usual, in dire straits. Exhausted, terrified, hungry, and in desperate need of showers, they huddled in the crew room, still trying to recover from their most recent lapse in judgment. A phone call from Earth promised to at least shed some light on why the assassin Le Bichon Frise was aboard the Oz-9, and that was good because all of the lights on the ship had inexplicably shifted to night mode again, and they still hadn't located the night vision goggles which were clearly marked in storage cabinets all over the ship. Clearly marked. Everywhere. I'm going to pretend I'm narrating a documentary on the failed evolution of a particularly stupid branch of chimpanzees. Maybe that will help.
Oh, that's gonna leave a mark.
Ow! Oh. Everybody, just hold still. It's furniture. It won't attack you if you hold still. I'm trying to hear. Donna, is it?
That's right. Who's this?
This is Madeline, captain of the Oz-9. How did you know how to reach us?
Oh, that's such a great story. Turns out my cousin Ben has already chatted with one of you. He's patching me through on his ham radio. He says howdy to Leet.
Oh, wow. Say hi to Ben. How's Maggie?
Oh, she's real good. Learning to play the dulcimer, he says. He says to ask you if you got your engines fixed.
Not yet. The robots are out there working on it, but...
I'd say I hate to interrupt, but I really don't. Could we possibly get on with this?
Well, gosh, Mr.
Smith. Oh, right. Smith.
Well, gosh, Mr. Nat, very original alias. My apologies if the niceties of social interaction are taking up too much of your valuable time.
Sorry.
We don't want to rush you, Donna, but we have got quite a few life-threatening things going on up here. So if you can help us connect some pieces of the puzzle, we'd be grateful.
Oh, sure, Captain. So, I worked at Gated Galaxy's HQ, you know.
You do?
Jesus!
Even the gal on the phone, huh? Okay, good to know. Sorry, crew, but we have a situation on the bridge that could use your attention, Captain Madeline.
When did you leave the crew room? Never mind. I'm on my way. Olivia, can you shift this call to the bridge and run interference if you spot an assassin?
Can do. Please hold. Follow the doors.
I'm out. Follow my voice. This way.
No running.
I'm quite sure there's something you can do about this light situation.
You're also quite sure that no one's seen through your disguise yet, so your belief system doesn't really interest me. Turn left.
You did that on purpose!
Oh, are you quite sure?
As the crew makes their way to the bridge via about 11 unnecessary U-turns, 6 wrong ways entirely, 3 close calls they never suspected, and 1 bloody nose, elsewhere on the ship, it's Clash of the Assassins.
Trying to find the bridge.
You are very sneaky, sneaky in the dark, petite oiseau.
Apparently, I'm the only one aboard who can actually read the signs. I think you and I need to talk.
Oh, I don't think so.
We could just jump straight to me beating you up again and shoving you out an airlock.
Ah, you are so confident that you will win. You know what they say about pride goeth in before you trip, yes?
I suppose I could spend a few seconds figuring out what idiom you're assassinine, but I'm not going to. What are you doing here?
What? Why do you ask questions stupid, huh? I am hiding to plan my strategy before I strike.
No, I mean, what are you doing aboard the Oz-9?
I am assassinating the little German sausage. For a famous killer person, you don't pay such good attentions.
That's not the reason you're on board. Or at least, it's not the only reason.
Why do you say this?
You and I both know gated galaxies would have no qualms about blowing up this entire ship, and everyone on it, if they thought the explosion might shift loose an extra bag of Cheez-Its stuck in a vending machine in G2 HQ.
Oh, I am very fond of eats du fromage myself. What is your point of thing?
Why are you here? What stick did your master throw and tell you to fetch?
I am here to make certain that the target has been struck. This is all. There is to be no wondering, oh, did it happen? Is it over? Can I put my head on a big, soft, sleepy pillow every night and go skippy-hopping to dreamland, knowing for certain that the German sausage has truly been roasted? Oh, no, 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 no. Instead, they are thinking, oh, I am calm and happy, for I have set le bichon frise, and I know for 157% that he is dead.
Really? So, blowing up a ship in outer space where there's zero hope of rescue should you survive the initial blast, and the human body can survive for all of 15 seconds before your body uses up all its available oxygen. Not enough of a guarantee.
Huh. What if he were to hold his breath?
Instant death. The vacuum of space would cause the held oxygen to expand, rupturing the tissue of the lungs.
Oh, oui. You are the master of the Googles. Merci for the lengthy explanations. Allô?
Oh, sorry. I'm just imagining how much I'm going to enjoy killing you. It's a lot.
Oh, I could say the same for... Ah, what are you doing? Ouch! Oh, that is my killing hand! Squeeze the other one!
Why are you on the Oz-9? 10 seconds before something important goes pop. 10.
To kill the sausage!
9.
For le bichon frisé!
8.
Stop! I am telling you, I am here for le bichon frisé!
What are you talking about? I thought you were the bichon frisé. 7.
No! The other one. The one that is currently tucked up and sleeping in Mrs. Horrible Get the Galaxy's person armpit. Part B 44F.
6. Wait. You're here to retrieve a dog? Also, you gave that up really fast. I expected to count to at least 5 or 4.
I don't like it when my important things go. And yes, I am here to retrieve a doggy. Oh, and now I really must kill you a lot so this humiliation is blown up poof poof with the Oz-9.
Okay. Well, thank you for answering my question on threat of bodily harm. Ooh, hang on. I think there's a spider on
you. Get it off! Get it off!
Wet, how can you see?
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hang on, I think there's some tissue in the captain's console. Right about here. Lee, come here, let's stanch that bleeding. I told you not to run. Here, hold these to your nose.
I'm really hurt.
You haven't been in the healer for a couple of days. I guess you missed it, huh? We'll get you in there as soon as we can and restore your symmetry. Olivia, is Donna still on the line?
Donna, patching you through to the bridge.
Hello? Hi, this is Kinsey again. Can I get a number 4 with spicy tofu? Mom wants that green bean dish she had last time. She can't remember the name of it, though. With brown rice this time, she's on another 5-minute health kick.
Hang on, who's this?
It's Kinsey. Who's this?
Hello, Kinsey. It's Olivia. Are you calling from Earth?
Very funny. I'm calling from 3 blocks away, as always. Oh, and Mom's asking you if you can throw in some extra packets of that purple sauce.
Hey, Kinsey, don't forget the purple sauce.
Plum sauce.
That's it, plum sauce.
Much as I would love to supply you with plum sauce and pod prick king, that's the green bean dish your mom wants, you're actually talking with a spaceship that's infested with assassins, so I need to let you go and clear the line.
Yeah, that's hilarious, Melanie. I'll be there in 15 to pick it up. And no chopsticks, okay? I hate cleaning purple sauce off the dog when Mom tries to handle chopsticks.
One pod prick king with brown rice, and number 4 with spicy tofu, no chopsticks, extra plum sauce. Got it. See you in 15.
Thanks, and you should call the phone company. Your connection is terrible. Bye!
Well, that was entirely random.
It's not, actually. That's the third time that's happened. Turns out our call number is 1 digit off a Thai restaurant in Texas somewhere. Pad Thai really is the most popular Thai dish amongst Americans, based on my admittedly small sample size.
Is Fargo still on the line?
Donna, are you still there?
Oh, you caught me with my mouth full. You know, it's impossible to tell if a Trust get a stale. They taste and crunch exactly the same. Or maybe I've never had a stale one.
So, Donna, can you tell us what you know about our assassin?
I don't know much, except that Mr. Southers told a couple of big fellas that he had his best assassin on the IS-9 because you have sauerkraut?
Maybe he's trying to take over the pickled cabbage industry.
I think he's probably talking about our German friend, Dr. von Habersetzer.
Wait, he has a German accent, right?
The good doctor? Well, I've never heard him, but I suspect so.
Good thing you've never talked to him. You'd probably think he was speaking Cantonese or oregano or something.
That's weird. guy has a German accent. At least, I think it's German. Wait, oregano's a language?
Of course! I speak a little oregano, actually.
Colin, shut up. Okay, everybody brace yourselves. Ready?
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 Joe, are you here?
I am. Well, all right, team. Well done.
Jesus!
Yeah, that was my bad. I always push it a little too far.
So, Joe, pretty clearly Dr. von Habersetzer is awake and moving around the ship. How has Olivia never detected him?
Well, no offense to our benevolent AI, but her sensors aren't always accurate. And he designed her, so he probably knows ways to slip under her radar.
My gap!
I beg your pardon.
Remember, Lee, when I told you about my gap? Just before launch, I was gapped. For a very thin sliver of time, my consciousness was interrupted. He could have sneaked aboard then, clever bugger.
As theories go, this is a very, very good one. It makes perfect sense, lines up neatly with everything that's happened and everyone's motives. It is also completely wrong. And getting this wrong will set off a chain reaction of wrong that could threaten everything. This crew, the Oz 9, the resting guests that are still alive in the many cargo holds of the ship, even life back on Earth itself. Unfortunately, this crew is extremely good at getting things wrong.
I don't know, Olivia. That doesn't seem right. He's like your dad. I don't think he'd try and trick you.
Then again, even this crew can still surprise you. Looks like life on Earth dodged a bullet.
Rubbish! He created the gap and wiggled through it.
That does make sense.
Although it actually physically hurts to say it, Colin's probably right.
Yeah, I guess so.
It was a nice thought, though.
Well, crap.
Hang on. Aren't we here because you wanted to show us something, Joe?
Oh yeah, almost forgot. The Albatross left you a present. I saw it briefly before the lights went off. Not sure where it's got to.
Where it's got to? It's alive? What is it, a puppy?
Ooh.
It's not a puppy, Lee. Want to give me a hint here, Joe? I don't really want to feel around in the dark until whatever it is lunges at me.
She told me it's a surprise and not to ruin it.
I'm your captain. I'm ordering you to tell me.
Yeah, sorry, Captain. She had pictures of the last guy who spoiled her surprise, so I think I'm going to blend into the wallpaper until you find it.
Hey, over here. I think I found it. It's squirmy.
Lights!
What is it? Is it a puppy?
It's an assassin.
Well, that's a strange present. Did you ask for one?
Meanwhile, down on Earth, Mr. Suthers, former CEO of former global superpower Gated Galaxies, is doing his best not to be former. Tied to a chair deep in the undercarriage of G2HQ, Suthers sits, from his tousled $800 haircut to his thoroughly scuffed Italian leather shoes, a portrait of fear and misery.
Now, I am not hesitating. Of all the ships on that launch, the 9 is the one we most need to blow to Kingdom Come before Von Helter Skelter up there scuttles the whole plan. I know that. Look, there is precious little I can do to affect the course of events from your granny's root cellar. So why don't you tell your people here to ease up on the testosterone cream and let me skedaddle so I can make some phone calls. Now that's just offensive. And no, I like those right where they are, and my girlfriend has plenty of earrings, thank you. Hello? Hello? You know, you're awfully cute for a thug. What do they call a lady thug? A thuggess? Thugette? Thugalina? Let's say you wander on over here and let's talk about how rich I can make you.
Tempting. The same way a patch of quicksand filled with barbed wire and leeches is tempting.
This probably ain't a great time to be flirtating. I'd tape your mouth shut, only we used up the duct tape. So you just keep it chill, because there's a 7-Eleven round the corner, and they have a pretty major supply of duct...
Book!
Yeah, Glinda?
What have I told you about that great greasy gob of yours?
When open, shut or fill with sand. Sorry, Glinda.
Right then, Mr. Suthers. Perhaps you'd like to tell us why you're dragging your heels on taking down the Oz-9. What's on that ship you're so keen to protect?
The only one dragging my heels around here is you and that no-neck redneck who owe me a very expensive pair of Salvatore Ferragamos. Now, there ain't nothing up there I'm all fired worried about. I just know that Dr. von Hibblezibble is a crafty devil. and I want to be able to assure your boss that he is gone and all his AI building secrets with him. That's the whole truth on it. What else can I tell you?
Well, if you won't tell me why you're trying so hard not to blow up the Nine, maybe you could tell me why my boss is so keen to.
Did your boss not confide in you? Now, you see, that's just not how you build a business. Your biggest asset is your people. I know it sounds cliche, but it's true. You have to trust your employees and know their jobs.
Book?
Yeah, Glinda?
Can you, like, quarter kill him?
You mean, like, only kill him partway?
I do, yeah. Let's quarter kill him so we can bring him back and maybe go a third or even halfway next time,
Yeah, I could do that. You got a, what do you call it? An emery board?
You mean the tiny scratching post women use for their fingernails?
Yeah, one of them.
I do. Thugger is no excuse for abandoning self-care and hygiene. Here you are.
Roll back his sleeve there, will you?
You're going to Corta Kellum with an emery board.
Why not? We got time.
Oh, now, hang on just a second here. Stop, I say.
You ain't kidding about that low pain threshold.
Yeah, well, I have a very keen imagination. Look, I don't exactly know why your boss is so eager to decorate the heavens with space shrapnel, but I suspect it has something to do with the Oz-9 AI. She's special.
What? Like, super intelligent or self-aware and plotting the downfall of humankind?
No. If anything, she's a terrible AI and a complete pain in the tush. But one of my people was poking around in his files and happened to find a bit of heavily encrypted code. That's part of her programming.
What was it?
Heavily encrypted jabberk. Which means he doesn't know what it was, does he?
No, but he reckons whatever it is, it's valuable. Valuable enough to build Fort Knox around it and shoot it into space to keep it safe from G2. He reckons the AI herself probably doesn't even know it's there.
If it's so valuable, why does the boss want to get rid of it?
It's a threat somehow. That's, interesting. Leverageable.
Now, does your boss know you're asking all these questions?
Of course.
I thought you said...
Book.
Sand?
Sand.
Hey, isn't your sister on the old nine now?
Can't hear you, Book.
Isn't your sister on the old nine?
Yep. Not getting a word. You?
I think he's talking about your sis. Ow!
Poor fella. He really must learn to enunciate. I, for one, have no idea what he was just saying. Nor do you.
Didn't hear a thing.
Book?
Uh-uh.
Good. Shall we continue?
Oh, now, come on!
Day, what, 8-ish, 9-ish, is either closing or dawning on the Oz-9, but no one's ready for bed, which may be a good thing if it's actually breakfast time. The crew of the Oz-9 has Le Bichon Frise trussed up in a healer pod, which is probably a bad decision since he's quickly getting over a little cold and a pulled hamstring that might have slowed him down a bit. And absolutely no one has noticed that Jesse is still missing, except presumably Jesse. Still, things are definitely on an upswing. It is, for the harried, frantic, and frankly aromatic crew of the Oz-9, good news all around.
Oh, damn. I forgot to mention he's also planning to blow up the ship.
Episode 18 of Oz-9 is brought to you by Jenny Mix Protein Discs. A day's worth of perfectly balanced vitamins, minerals, protein, carbohydrate, fat, even hydration in one easy-to-consume disc. No additives, preservatives, gristle, phosphates, tendons, nitrates, sweetbreads, or other questionable substances. Jenny Mix Protein Discs, so good you'll soylent your pants. You've been listening to Kenzie Wipke as herself, Aaron Clark as Le Bichon Frise, June Eubanks as Glinda and the Albatross, Bonnie Brantley as Donna, Eric Perry as Joe and Mr. Southers, Tim Sherburn as Colin and Buck Nubbins, Richard Cowan as Leet, Shannon Perry as Madeline and Olivia, and me, Richard Nadolny, as your narrator. Our theme and other music was composed and performed by John Faley. Oz-9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. If you like Oz-9 and would like to help support us, check out our shop on TeePublic, our new shop on Etsy, or consider becoming a patron. We'd love a review on iTunes or whatever podcatcher you prefer. You can also come hang out with us on Discord. Look for the Discord icon on our website, oz-9.com. Until we meet again, Space Monkeys, narrator out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, Dad, I've got a question for you, and it makes me really frustrated.
Mikey, the stars are wrong.
He jumped 2.5 times farther than we were supposed
to. He's not a robot, right?
He's an AI.
They used you, yes, but they used me worse.
I want to go home!
How many minutes are in a while?
Ask Your Father is available anywhere you get podcasts. Find out more at GideonMedia.com.